are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So navigating the ups and downs of a marriage or relationship requires dedication, patience, and importantly, support from both partners. But what does it mean for men to be truly supportive of their partners? How can they balance their roles, offer emotional and practical support, and strengthen their relationships in a way that aligns with biblical teachings? You're about to learn and answer those questions. They were joined on the line by Brother Dumisani Moyo, who's already on the line. Budi Moyo, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am good, and you? Long time.
It's been quite a while, actually.
I don't know where you were.
Well, I've been around, I guess you could say it that way. But
yeah. No, thank you so much for coming through here.
Take a biblical answer. It may be I've been roaming up and down the earth, seeing what I could find.
Yeah. Why did you leave me? Anyway, I see Kolapo. So anyway, thank you so much for coming through, hey?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here.
Yeah, indeed. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, let's pray. Our kind and loving Father in heaven, we come before you this morning with thanks and with greatness in our hearts for who you are and for gladness of that you are a caring and loving God. We know that we are not adequate to be able to take on such subjects by ourselves. So we ask, Lord, that you would be the one who leads out, that you would guide our mouths, our hearts, but also, Lord, that it is you who would be seen, known, and heard through these discussions. And please let it be that any family that is listening to this, or any member of any family that is listening to this, let them know that you have brought them here with a purpose. And we ask, Lord, that purpose would be fulfilled by your name and according to your will, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that prayer there. Brother Moyo, Dumisani, we're speaking about all things, you know, men being our men. The title says, be her man, like my man, be my man, you know. I don't know whose man he would be if not me, anyway. But then anyway, speaking about all things that in terms of spousal support, does the Bible speak anything about spousal support, or we are just making it up because, you know, because the Bible does say that love your wife. It doesn't say anything about support your wife, unless if it's there, you know. So what does the Bible say, in fact, about all things spousal support and men understanding their role there as our supporters?
So that's a very interesting thing. When you look at the idea, I like how you put it, to say that, is that just something that maybe we have assumed that the Bible says, or is this something that the Bible actually says? Yes, straight out from the beginning, the Bible does say, men, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. So I'd like to put one thing forward first before we get into the other parts of support. It would be this, and this should not be neglected. We cannot talk about support unless we ourselves are founded on the rock of ages. Mm. Unless we ourselves are founded on the rock, we cannot be of any practical, neither of any sustainable support ourselves. Because I think when we talk about being a support to anyone, really, the idea comes in that we are going to have to be the one who, you know, lends ourselves and gives. But if we ourselves are empty, we cannot give anything. So the only source, and all of us get empty at some point if we draw from ourselves. I'm talking about men and women. We all come up empty at some point. Some may take longer to get empty. Others may take shorter time. But at the end of the day, if we are not connected to that eternal support that is Christ who fills us, it is only then that we can actually continue to support any spouse, whether male or female. But then the idea being that as men, though, that is something that we need to that we need to learn a lot of, because I'm sure you've probably been in those situations where all you have to do is ask for directions and the man will say, no, I know the way. It's OK. We'll figure it out. But the first thing would be we need to learn how to swallow our pride and go to the one who is the man of all men, actually, and that is to the one who created us, that is Christ himself, the one who can actually provide that that stable rock from which then we can support. So now, if we were to get into the unless there was something else you wanted to say over there, does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Okay, because you know, I could just be talking, and I don't want you to just be one of those things that you just say, oh yeah, no, he just has to say that because he has to say the Christian
yes,
side. But
yes,
I'm really talking practically. That is the first place we must draw from. But maybe now the question would be, now practically, what does the Bible say about spousal support?
Mm-hmm.
What I would want to go to is, yes, there is about love your wives. It's funny that that's the first thing that comes up. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about, okay, let me put it like this. Men and women are different. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just me.
No,
but,
we are quite
different. Women have a tendency to be able to when they feel much better when they have talked something out. If they have spoken about it, then they feel much lighter for it. While men, on the other hand, and maybe this, and let me tell you this if you didn't know, men would rather, when a problem comes up, they'd rather go into like a small closed space,
okay,
figure out exactly what they need to do, and then come out with the result. But you see how then trying to communicate when a crisis comes up and trying to communicate over there, it's a little bit difficult because both naturally go for different ways of trying to sort a problem out.
Yeah.
So one of the first things I'll talk about when it comes to support would be emotional support, especially men to women, because women, I mean, that's the reason why the Bible says love your wives first rather than saying provide for your wives, or because, yes, providing is one of the roles that a Christian husband and any good husband
should do.
But then that somehow comes a little bit more natural to men to provide without getting too tired about it. Actually, men seem to be more energized by providing. But I don't know what it is. But then women, on the other hand, would have an idea of, yes, they can provide, no problem. But
yes,
it can draw on them in a way that seems unnatural to them.
Mm-hmm.
They will feel drained for that, for doing that provision. But remember, the society in which we're in doesn't mean then that when God, it's not like society kept God by surprise. So first of all, and just to make sure that I get this across, first of all, men are being told to provide not only financially or just from a working point of view, but also from an emotional point of view.
Yes.
To be able to listen, to be able to, and I'm talking about attentively listening. When
not
she says
that thing
not
that they do, hey? For them,
yeah,
we are listening, but they don't know what we're saying. Anyway,
but not really what to say, or even yes, because, and I say you can say they. I have to say we, because I'm guilty.
Yeah,
I'm guilty of the same, of being able to, of only having being able to do one thing at a time. So she may be saying, okay, no, listen, this is what I'm trying. I'm. She'll tell me a whole story, but then for me, I'm trying to figure out, okay, why am I being told the story? What's the purpose behind it? Okay, is there a goal that's being reached? But meanwhile, she's just laying it out. She's not necessarily trying to. So one thing that I found practical was being able to say, oh, okay, hear the story, say it back like, oh, this is what I hear you saying, kind of thing. Being able to be like, oh, no. So, and to be honest, the one thing that also worked out for me was being able to say, oh, okay, tell me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more detail. What say?
Yeah.
How did that? How far did that go?
Yeah.
So, and for the most part, she's not really looking for an answer necessarily. She's like a solution. because that's where our minds tend to go as men. We usually tend to go to, oh, okay, this is the solution. For the most part, she's looking for just so that she can, she's figuring it out herself. So while she's telling you all this, she's also going through it in her mind, and she's probably going to come to the right solution anyway. But she's letting you in on it. She's helping you be part of, that's how she makes you part of her life, if I can put it that way. However, it's something that we need to learn, because that's, because honestly, we don't know how to do that. I won't even lie to you.
It's
something that we learn how to do. It's not something that comes naturally to us, which is something we can ask God to help us to do.
So besides that, you know, emotional support that we so desperately need most of the time from our men, you know, what are some things that men can do maybe in the house to lighten the load? You know, because when I'm not worried about maybe cooking, maybe the children, I'm able, you know, to do other things or focus on other things that maybe are going to help me. They're going to make me happy and everything else. But what are there things that men can do in order to lighten the load in the house? Or it's like, no, the way we are, let's continue.
So this one is very, okay. I think maybe what we can do is be able to look at some examples in the Bible, especially in terms of couples that you can think of. There's, well, the good couples anyway, because there are some horrible couples in the Bible.
Like who?
No, you know, because the first one that comes to mind when it comes to horrible couples is this one of Ananias and Sapphira. Okay. Sapphira, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay.
Where you are tuned into Mid-Morning.
Sorry.
That's okay. The husband has come with the idea of, oh, okay, maybe we can, you know, we've sold the land, we're supposed to give it all, but maybe let's just, they conspired together to do something that was not right. And they even supported each other in that, which is the wrong kind of support, I suppose.
Yeah.
Where they sold the land and then they said that, oh no, let's keep some of it back for ourselves, and tried to lie to the church and also to the Holy Spirit to say that, no, we're going to keep this back. Their destruction was straight away, really. I mean, one died and then the next one came in and was asked, what, how much did you actually make from this? And they both, and she said, no, it was only this amount, and she died too. So we would want to draw lessons from that to say that, no, let's support each other in doing good, because it's not about just supporting each other just for the sake of putting on a good front, but really being, being first of all, a righteous couple. For example, let's go to Manoah and his wife, the one, the mother and father of Samson. Samson was he's another case completely. But when it comes to supporting, each other as a family, realize that the instruction came from God. And when the instruction came in, the husband didn't say, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. He said, okay, I want to hear for myself what God is also saying. So they sought God together. That's one. Two, they also went forward to then say, oh, okay, now that we've sought God together, how do we obey this instruction together? And notice then it wasn't like, oh, okay, no, this seems, when it came to how to enforce and how to keep the all the things that Samson was supposed to do, even when it came down to who this child was going to, how this child was going to be counseled, one didn't say one thing and then the other one say something else. They both said, no, if you wanted to go and marry, in this example, they said, if you wanted to go marry, both of us are saying, go, can't you just find within the same, within your, within the camp, I mean, within the Israelites. So being of one accord is also, but remember that does, that one accord should not be from a principle of trying to go and do evil. But one of the most supportive things we can do is to ask God for a selfless heart. A heart that is selfless, because when we try to seek for our own sake only, what can I get out of my spouse? Or what has my spouse done for me? Then how will we be supportive if we ourselves are only looking to be the one supported,
yes,
instead of rather saying, okay, what can I do to support my spouse better? I'll give you a practical example. In some households, it's not necessarily that both are working. In some households, one is doing business,
yes,
the other one is doing work. In some of those things, it may be that, and remember, each one of both of those, whether it's working or whether it's doing a business, both of these need emotional support,
yes,
from both
partners,
the husband and from the wife. Because I'll tell you this, and this is a secret. If everyone else in the world is saying to a man that they are useless, that they are worthless, that they are worth nothing, and that they are not a man, but then his wife says, you are a man and you're enough, believe me, that man will believe and will walk around like he is everything in this world. Because why? His wife has told him that, has shown him that, that he actually is worth that. But then believe me, if the rest of the world is saying, he's worth everything, but only that one woman is saying you're worthless, believe me, he will believe that, no, I am worthless. And it's strange and it's powerful that the words that we say, emotionally, I'm talking especially for men to women and women to men, the words that we say have a huge impact on the support that we give to our spouses. Yes, there is the practical thing of, now when you talk about dishes, and like, I'll give you another practical example. For me, I one of the things that we discussed was how my wife hates doing the dishes. She didn't lie to me. She didn't say, oh no, I love this thing. No.
You told, like, me straight from the beginning.
I hate doing dishes. And I was like, okay, no. But then, to be quite honest, I actually don't mind dishes myself. I actually don't mind. So it was one of those things that, but my cooking is horrible. But you learn how to lighten the load in the little ways. It's not about having to do all the big things, but also appreciate the small things. Sometimes it's not even about the always having to lend the helping hand. Sometimes it's about appreciating how much is being done. The negatives, it's so easy to pick at the negatives, and it's easier to even get into conversations about the negatives, but to actually appreciate the things that are being done, because all of us know that we fall short somewhere, and it's not like we don't know that about each other, especially spouses. But to appreciate those small things that are there, like the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sins.
Indeed.
Because, yes. So, yes, I think, I believe, I don't know, I can't say what you should do, what you shouldn't do, but the principle is this: be honest with each other and be able to say, oh, okay, no, what I can help with,
yes,
let me learn to help out this little bit over here. Let me try to help out this little bit over here as well. And appreciate the things that are being done. After all, if this person is your spouse, there's something you loved about this person.
Oh, no, thank you so much there, Budumsani. I hope that the men were taking notes there, and always a pleasure speaking to you. I'm going to ask once again as we close, that please do pray for these men, that, you know, they may take their rightful positions in their families, and the women may also recognize that, because it's one thing for your men to be doing all of those things while you don't recognize the actions and the support that they're giving unto you. So if you can please pray for us.
All right, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, I thank you very much for this time that we spent together, being able to speak about these matters to do with the family that matters so much to you, that you've taken it from Eden all the way up till now. Yet, Lord, we know and understand that we fall short. If anyone needed to take notes, it's me first, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would be the one who impresses upon the hearts of not only the men, but of our families, of how to support each other and how to go to you first, to draw from the well that is eternal, and to give us water of life that will breathe life into our families, into our homes, into our hearts, and that from there we will then draw towards others, and that as we draw out towards others and as we love each other, all the world would know that we are your disciples. We ask for strength, we ask for support, and we ask that all this be accepted. We pray all this with thanksgiving in our hearts and in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. But Dumsani, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.